Joe Gatto is a private chef and culinary instructor based in Stoneham, and he is known for making everything seriously from scratch, from milking cows to make his own mozzarella, harvesting clams to fry at home, even creating his own charcoal to roast a hog. Earlier this year, before the coronavirus pandemic changed our whole world, we spoke with Joe about his technique and his new cooking show, From Scratch.
I just found it a very interesting take on the classic cooking show. I grew up, you know, Jacques Pepin, like, I love those shows and I love being in the kitchen, but I wanted to get out and really make it an adventure.
Now, that interview got displaced by wall-to-wall coronavirus coverage. So we brought Joe back today to talk about the show and a new project he has in the works that's aimed at getting parents and kids cooking from scratch together. So Joe Gatto, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Woohoo, I'm back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back.
Yes, I'm so psyched right now.
We're glad to have you. And listen, get psyched with us, listeners. Call in and join this conversation about what you're doing in the kitchen, what you're making from scratch, what you're cooking with your kids. 800-423-8255. So, Joe, we spoke with you just before your new show, Joe Gatto's From Scratch, was getting ready to launch. 6 episodes have aired. How's it going?
Well, it's doing amazing. I mean, we've gotten over 2 million views. People have just really taken to it. So we're really excited, you know, that it's out there for people to consume. And they seem to be really digging it. And to me, that matters because I want to make a show that really just, it's fun. It's an adventure. We're not just stuck in the kitchen. You know, I've got my kids on there. I got my wife on there. It's basically just a window into my crazy life.
So it kind of seems like cooking at home in the kitchen is having a moment. Has that helped the show? And are you connecting with people in new ways as a result?
Oh, it's definitely helped. I mean, everyone being stuck inside, you know, that they really had time to sit, you know, get back into the kitchen and really start cooking. And I think they identified with my show because of that. Everyone's baking bread and cooking with their kids. And that's what I do. And that's what my show's about. That's what my book's about. So, you know, I've really connected with a lot of new people and reconnected with people I have taught before.
All right. So when I saw the show, what struck me is there's cooking from scratch, but then there's what you do, which is seriously from scratch. When you use any ingredient, you show us where it comes from. You usually grew it or you went out and picked it yourself. I want to play a little sound here, a moment where you're doing a traditional New England clam bake on the beach and you send your cameraman on a little errand.
If we're going to do a traditional New England clam bake right, well, we need a ton of seaweed. It's out there and somebody's got to get it. Where's multifaceted cameraman Adam?
One of the things you should always do when collecting seaweed is to cut the seaweed with a knife.
So now you've got this guy out there in the water in the middle of all this cutting seaweed with a knife. Why did you want this really from ground to table, from scratch premise to be central to the show?
You know, I just really dig it. I just really like that kind of exploration, and going all the way with it. I learned so much and I met all these fascinating people, these purveyors that are the ultimate combination of scientist and artist, you know, because you need both to do what they do. So it just kept growing. And the further I kept pushing it, the more interesting it became to me. When we made our own charcoal, you know, it was just such a grunty moment, you know, like caveman. And it just, I really identified with it and just kept going. Then it was like, well, if we're going to chop something, we need a knife. So we might as well hand forge one. And from there, it just kind of spiraled out of control because I literally had painted myself into a corner at that point. I couldn't go back. You know, once I was like, well,
once you're hand forging your own knives.
Right. You can't just pick up some table salt. You have to go and go to the Atlantic and pull water out and make salt. It just kept going. And we had a blast doing it, you know, from distilling rum with Grand 10 Distillery. I mean, making our own charcuterie. We just really had fun with it. And it's really fun to explore that kind of food. You don't have to do it every time. I don't expect everyone to be breaking down whole cows to make a burger, but it is fun. And
so listeners, So, Joe, let me just invite our listeners to ask you questions. If you're at home listening to this and you have questions about how to cook from scratch, how to source some of these more difficult ingredients, as Joe said, you don't have to forge your own knife. But if you'd like to do some more from scratch cooking, call with your questions, 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Joe, I can't wait any longer because I want our listeners to hear another cut from that same show where you're doing the clam bake. Because it warms my heart every time I hear it. This is your son out clamming with you.
I'm on a roll here.
Uh-huh. Oh no, I'm not going to make it.
I check the clams. If a seagull crack open them, that's a mutter, and you want to make sure it doesn't open and have mutter in it. It's a good clam.
So you're now working on a project where you're talking about bringing kids into the kitchen, the making of the mini chef. That's such a heartwarming moment. Tell us how you're successfully bringing kids into the kitchen. Talk about that.
That still touches my heart as well. And he's so little. Then now he's 10 and he's such a, he's a beast in the kitchen. I mean, he's unbelievable. I really love teaching kids and I love working with kids, and my own kids, I love having in the kitchen, and they love being in the kitchen, and I get to share this time with them. So it's really fun and entertaining. And, you know, I'm giving them a life skill. And we really connect when we're in the kitchen just cooking. And at the end of all the time we spent, we get something awesome to shove in our pie hole. So I think that's really great. I think, you know, it's one of the most important things you can do is teaching kids how to cook. And I know it's hard for parents. I'm a parent. I have three kids. I know. And they're 10, 7, and 2. I know the insanity that brings, but taking the time and cooking with them and really teaching them is something that they'll take with them for the rest of their lives.
What are some of your favorite recipes, especially hopefully recipes that you're going to put in the book that you to make with your kids?
We like to do everything. I've got Benjamin now he's an expert at making pasta from scratch. He can actually teach my pasta class now from scratch. At 10, and I've had him do it, and it's pretty entertaining watching a 10-year-old teaching, you know, 20 adults before the pandemic came. But, you know, we love making pasta, but we do things like making tamales from scratch. That's one of our favorite things to do. Grinding masa, which they love to do, and we make our own tortillas. Fish tacos is a huge one that we all like to make together because my daughter can make the tortillas. Benjamin can season the fish and sear it in the pan. So it's really, that's what the book's really driving towards is we don't just have to make, you know, cookies and cupcakes. We can really teach them some fun, complex dishes that they love. And it's really making them think and work. And my kids love to, like, you know, when we're grinding masa and making tamales and things like that, they really love getting the hands-on, right? That tactile feel. And it will just expand from there. And then they want to make another dish. Or we try something new when we're, you know, we were in Colombia and we tried a bunch of food there about 2 years ago. And we came home and we started making tamales that style and empanadas that style. Empanadas is another one that they love to do because you can use anything in the fridge to fill them. So it's really fun. And you can make doughs different colors using cilantro and chipotle, so you have red, white, and green, and you can make colored empanadas, things like that. Just fun that it's still engaging.
I have to stop you there, though, because that does sound like fun, and being able to color the dough, that sounds fantastic. But, you know, oh my God, I'm nowhere near there. Neither are my kids. So where is a place that people can start who are loving what you're saying, wanting to do with this with their kids in the kitchen, wanting to try something from scratch, but maybe a baby step that people could take to kind of join you on this journey?
Yeah, you are closer than you think, though. You know, making...
I'm skeptical.
I know you are. I know you are. I've done this for a long time, and I know the skepticism's there, but it's true. Because you've made cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, flour tortillas are 10 times easier than cupcakes. That's a great place to start. Making tortillas.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's flour, a fat, and water. That's it. And you're making tortillas. See, it's a really simple thing. Pasta, you're just using flour, eggs, and a little water, maybe if their eggs aren't big enough because chickens don't all lay the same size eggs. But if that's it, in a food processor, or if you don't have a food processor, that's what your kids are for. So
you know what? And now that you admit it, we make homemade gnocchi at home, so I guess we're not that far away.
Come on. If you're making gnocchi, you should be making tortillas. You should be making masa. You know, everything. It's not as hard as you think. It's usually when you're doing it from scratch, there's less ingredients, and it's really kind of simple most of the time. It's just you have to introduce it to yourself and your kids.
Okay, speaking of that, what is your favorite New England food for you and your kids to make together? Really, truly New England food?
Clam roll, hands down. Just a fried clam roll all day, you know, on a soft bun with a little bit of tartar sauce. I mean, you're talking when I was a kid, going down to Revere Beach with my mom and hitting the clam shack and getting those clams in a, you know, a paper bag where the grease was just starting to soak through, and sitting on the seawall just chowing down. That to me is quintessential New England, and we make those all the time, and I love that kind of dish. That to me is a homey, warming dish that, you know, I eat, you know, too many of them.
So, you know, I want to come back to the world in which we're having this conversation, a world of a pandemic where there are shortages for baking and cooking at the grocery store, where people are worried about going out. What joy and release can cooking at home, cooking with your kids, cooking from scratch, give people during these really stressful times?
It really, it's a way to get that Zen moment that everyone's looking for. Baking, especially like baking bread, just the smell alone will calm you down. And when you get warm bread out of the oven and you put a pat of butter on it and everybody's having a piece, just sitting around the kitchen, just looking at each other, making that face, you know, that face when you have a piece of warm bread and, you know, making that sound, it will take the stress away for that minute. Even if it's that minute, it matters. And you're spending time with everyone that you do love. Even though you're cooped up with everybody, it's different spending time in the kitchen because you're really bonding and you're really making something and you're accomplishing something together. You're not just watching a movie. You're not, you know, just ordering out, which is fine too, but you're doing something together that at the end of it, you have something that you've made with, you know, hopefully a lot of love, and it's really delicious. So I really do think it matters.
Well, what a treat. That's Joe Gatto, private chef and culinary instructor. And you can watch his new show, From Scratch, on the free online streaming network Pluto TV. More information and a recipe for pizza is at our website, radioboston.org. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.
It's been a treat.